the front of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something else, you know, that people don't build anymore is a house with a porch on it.
No, you can go down. They live down below Red Bay, out in the country. Mm-hmm. And they'll sit out on their porch.
They've got their
strain their beans in the summertime.
Yeah. It's a great place to visit or to go. We used to go after supper, go out in the men and go out and sit on the porch and smoke and talk, you know, while we were cleaning up and all that.
Yeah. And now you don't see people sit on the porch.
What about, we're talking about a turkey, what about a hen that's trying to hatch eggs? You'd call her a what?
That old setting hen.
Okay. Did you ever see a thing they used to make out of just scrap pieces of wood that you put a hen in when she had little chickens?
Oh, yeah, a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What about when you fry a chicken and there's a certain bone that two people pull on and make a wick?
The pearly bone.
Okay. If you get the long end, what happens?
That's a long time.
Your wish will come true.
Oh yeah. That's what
they used to say.
Which one is it?
It's a pearly bone.
I believe it's the long one. That somebody told me once that a long time ago the girls used to do it.
But there was
and the first man that walked out was the one who
remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember a skeleton cookie.
That's
the
old
dumb
supper.
What about did you say dumb supper? Yeah. You know, cookies. A long time ago when we was just girls, you know, people really loved one way back then. They did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They'd be maybe two or three girls spend the night with me or something like that. And we'd cook a dumb supper and your boyfriend, the man you're going to marry, would come in and sit down by you.
You're about
you wouldn't talk and you do everything
fast
with your hands behind you, you know.
If you were setting the table, you could turn out this way and sit there. Are you familiar with chitlins? What is it? The same thing as chitlins? Or do you know what chitlins are? The inside of a...
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
My husband used to throw them on chitlins. Oh, I know good even.
And I never cared more for them, but my dad liked
them. Yeah, we used to say them.
Something else my dad loves is hog brains in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I guess if I could get over looking at them, I could probably eat them. I don't like the way they look.
But you know, you'd skin them, they'd be so fine, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You'd take a bloody skin, they'd rub his off and wash them, and they'd be this as fine.
Yeah, he used to scramble them with eggs.
Eggs, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hi, have you ever heard anybody call cows in out of the field?
Oh, yeah. Some cows.
Okay. What do you say to them to make them stand still when you're milking them?
Call.
Right. How do you call in calves?
Calves call what?
Calves.
Okay.
And what do you say to a horse when you want him to turn right plowing?
Tell it to haul or gee, I want you going to go, you know.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody call in horses from the pasture?
I guess I have, but it's come by their names, you know.
What do you say to horses to make them start?
Come up.
Okay, and then to make them stop.
Whoa.
Okay. How do you call pigs?